Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
Okay, so Doctor, what are you going to show me today?
So I am representing a company called Nightwatch Epilepsy Detection, and we are here at CES to introduce a Dutch invention. It's a detection system worn on the upper arm that detects dangerous epileptic seizures that occur during sleep.
Oh, that occur during sleep.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. About, 60 million people worldwide have epilepsy.
How many?
60 million.
60 million people. So I didn't realize it was that many people. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So one third of them cannot be helped by medication. So
really?
Yeah. So they live in constant fear when the next seizure happens. And if you have an epileptic seizure, it's very uncomfortable, obviously, but it can also be dangerous.
Sure.
It can even be lethal. About 50 to 100,000 people die in their sleep.
I had no idea.
As a result of epilepsy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is that if somebody's in the room directly when such a seizure occurs, it hardly ever have this bad result. So we have a device that makes sure that somebody's there when such a dangerous seizure occurs.
Okay, so tell me how it works. I see you have an armband on there.
So when you go
sensor.
So when you go to sleep, you wear it on your upper arm. It has a sensor in it. It measures your heart rate and your movement, and it determines if there, based on those parameters, if there is a dangerous seizure. So if there's a dangerous seizure, it sends a signal to a base station that is like a baby monitor. So you can place it on the bedside, for example, of the parents that can be waked up in case of such a seizure. So basically, that's it.
And it. Okay. How much notice, quote, does the body give you that, hey, something's going to happen?
Well, it depends on all types of different types of epilepsy. But we have made a distinction between less dangerous seizures and really dangerous seizures. And we have optimized this device to detect such. And these symptoms can be extreme movement, but can also be very silent seizures where people, you can hardly see that they're having a seizure, but they see an enormous increase in heart rate, for example. So this is what the device picks up as well.
So what would the caregiver or the parent do when they get an alarm?
Well, that depends. Sometimes they have to give an injection. Sometimes they just have to turn the patient over. Sometimes they just have to check up on them. So this can be very different.
All right, you ready for some, is this available, by the way, now?
No, it is available. We sell it in Europe. It's an invention from a large group of neurologists in the Netherlands.
Isn't that interesting?
And it has been clinically trialed and approved.
FDA
Europe.
Approved?
No, only for Europe. And this is the first step that we take to bring it to the U.S. So here at CES, we hope to meet people that can help us bring it to the U.S.
Sure. It's tough getting FDA approval.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I discussed yesterday to the audience, FDA approval is not all the end-all, be-all. I mean, there's good points and there's bad points. There's a lot of technology that's using sensors and things, and they make it extra hard on these folks to get licensed, to get that stamp. Unfortunate, because these devices like this really help, and it's just that the FDA has to get under around it. It's a whole political mess, in my opinion, just my opinion. Okay, you ready for some tough questions?
Sure.
Okay, I had the, I guess, unfortunate experience many years ago. I was in graduate school. I was in Boston, and I was with a friend. We were having lunch, and I'm sitting here, my friend's sitting there, and my friend says, get up and get out of here. I'm like, what? Get up. And I'm like, what's going on? He just grabbed me and dragged me out, and then on the way out, apparently he noticed someone was having an epileptic seizure, and really it was bad. And the gentleman swallowed his tongue, and I mean it scared the heck out of me.
I
felt so helpless. But my friend, who was not a doctor, immediately, as soon as he pushed me out of the way, helped the kid out, and the ambulance. I mean, it was scary. So my question to you is, that's awesome at night and you're sleeping, you have no control. But what about in the day?
Yeah.
Can I wear that during the day?
Well, this example perfectly shows that when you have a seizure during day, it's much more easy, so to speak, to have people around.
Because there's people around.
To give
most
help.
Most people don't know what to do.
No, that's correct.
I mean, people ran out of that place. Oh, yeah. It was scary.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right.
I didn't know what to do.
No, that's. I mean, the thing, the impact that epilepsy has on your life is enormous.
Oh, my God,
The thing is, it would be great, for example, in the future to have a device that would predict that you were about to have a seizure. And some people feel it, some people just...
Well, isn't that what that does?
No, this is a device that detects if you're having a seizure.
Well,
and even
this, one.
And this,
oh, okay.
Even this is very, very difficult. So you have a technical background, so I think you can imagine that it is quite easy to develop a device that detects unusual movement, right?
Right.
But it's very easy to very difficult to design a device that detects unusual movement related to epilepsy, but does not alarm on any other unusual movement, right?
I see.
So the thing is, if you want to try to make something that works day and night, it's impossible. There are many devices out there that claim to do it, but if you look at the scientific evidence, it's very thin. So by focusing only on the night, this is the biggest problem to take care of somebody, to monitor somebody with epilepsy. We have put it off to create a device that really detects all wide range of dangerous seizures. Unfortunately,
so you're eliminating a lot of extraneous...
Exactly. So now we're solving this problem for the night. And of course, there would be a challenge to do the day as well. But we see and we hear also from our clients and from the neurologist that has been designing and inventing this device, that the major problem here that causes a lot of stress for parents, that raising the cost for care, is the night. Because if you would have a son or a daughter that is diagnosed with epilepsy, you go to your doctor, you say, okay, what happens when the seizure happens at night? The doctor said, well, potentially it could be lethal. So what do I do? Well, the advice now is to sleep in the same bed with your child.
Really?
And people actually do this for many, many years. So what we are doing is creating a device that reduces the stress at the caregivers and also create more safety, because if you sleep yourself, you cannot hear those silent seizures.
So you're here at CES literally to hopefully meet other people that can help you on your journey.
Yes, that's it. So we hope to find maybe people that can help us on regulatory a part of our challenge to bring it to the yes, but maybe also more investor type of contacts, maybe even from the user side, people that can get us in contact with future users.
How many people are using this now in Europe?
So we have launched it about 1.5 years ago, and so far we have sold around 1,000 devices.
Okay, and do you have testimonials from those
people? Yes,
statistical
many. We,
analysis
yes, yes.
of that?
Yeah, we actually have a lot of let's say, people that take care of people with epilepsy from the U.S. that has subscribed to our waiting list to be the first to use it. So, yeah.
Okay, another question for you. Tell me when I start to get obnoxious with the questions. What made you decide on epilepsy? Why did you pick that, and how did that come about?
Yeah,
I'm curious.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's such a, I hate to say a unique disease, but it is.
And there's also a niche product. So
absolutely.
Yeah,
my God.
Well, my background, I have been an entrepreneur in various startups in medical devices, ranging from dental to neonatology, small babies, and now epilepsy. So this device has not been invented by me.
Right.
So there's a group of doctors,
sure.
And it is a really unique situation because we have a very large group of neurologists and patient organizations that have conceived this product. And when it was brought to the market, I was looking for a new challenge, and I like the fact that this is really solving a problem. So people,
nice.
it changes their lives. Yeah,
oh my
because
God, yeah.
You go from a situation without sleep.
A lot of people lives because it's not only changing the person who has the epilepsy, but they have mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers. It's a whole impact on the family, the aunts, the grandmothers, all that stuff.
Exactly. So this means that if I can sell, let's say, 100,000 to 200,000 consumer products to people that use it once and then stop using it, or I sell 1,000 units that change people's lives.
That's
a pretty
good feeling.
Yeah,
huh?
It is.
That's a good feeling doing
it is.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah,
that's
well,
great.
Thank you. Yeah.
So tell me, roughly, if I'm an American, can I buy this?
No, unfortunately, you cannot buy it because we cannot ship it to the U.S. So this is a...
You can't even if you say that you're not FDA approved, you can't, people know...
No, because it's a medical device by law, and this means that you have to comply with the law. But actually, I think it's not a bad thing, because this is a medical device. This is a serious device. You not buy it for fun. So if you buy it, you want to make sure that it's safe. Well, it is safe because it has been certified within Europe. But I think it's good that there is a barrier for entry for this product. And unfortunately, the European and the U.S. Regulations are not directly connected.
See, that bothers me because I'm trying to think of a device. Well, a TENS machine, for example.
Right.
Listen, you know and I know at the end of the day, it's putting out a frequency. It's either a sine wave, a square, whatever it is, it's putting out a frequency, okay?
Right.
And you're going to have a potentiometer on it, a control that's going to increase the frequency, change the shape of it, and it's going to give you pulsing every X amount of seconds. So not FDA approved, TENS machine.
Right.
But millions of people buy it and get relief.
Yeah,
from the device.
Yep.
Is this not similar in that respect?
Well, yeah, more or less. But the thing is that as soon as you, if you look at the claims that you make and the nature of the device, there are specific rules that let's say determine if it's a medical device. If you ignore that as a manufacturer, you're actually really
done.
Yeah, you're done. That's it.
So you're acknowledging the need for FDA approvals, which I certainly do, but I just feel that they're in many cases they're overbearing. And this is a perfect example. I mean, here's a device that's very singular in nature. It's very pinpointed. And there aren't a lot, at least to my knowledge, I don't know of another device like this.
No, that's true. But there are a lot of sensors in the market that detect epileptic seizures. So there are.
Yeah, but you do only epilepsy.
Yeah, but also there are devices that do that.
Okay.
That are already been approved for the American market.
That have been approved?
Yeah, but the main difference between our device and the device out there that we have a rock solid clinical proof on that it actually works.
Well, I could tell that because of the background of the organization.
Exactly.
That you have.
But the good thing is that it has been already approved. So this means that we can, in the so-called 510K procedure, go in the same walk the same path. So our route to FDA is not so tough, I believe.
Good. Good. Well, it was really fascinating speaking with you. I appreciate you coming on. And where could people get more information about the product?
Yeah, so it's in the Eureka Park. We are with 50 Dutch startup company.
Okay.
Even the Dutch Prince Constantine, the brother of the Dutch King, is there. So I invite everybody to come there.
And, am I going
to
meet the yes, brother of
can.
The Dutch? Really?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
You'd want to meet the Gadget Professor?
Oh, I think so, yep.
Wow. Now I get to meet not only someone from Scranton, Pennsylvania, but I get to meet Dutch royalty.
Yeah, you
this
can.
This is so much fun. All right, the website, that's what I need, and
yes,
I'll let
yes.
you go.
So this is nightwatchepilepsy.com.
Nightwatchepilepsy.com.
Yeah, very easy.
Easy enough. All right, thank you so
well,
much,
thank
Doctor.
You for
it
having
was
me.
A real pleasure
okay.
having you on
yeah,
board.
Well,
I hope I
you.
Didn't drive you crazy with my question.
No problem. I think it were a very good question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye now. Thank
yeah,
you.
Bye.